Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Was an absolutely huge, huge weekend in sports, so... As is usually the case on Mondays, we've got a ton to talk about on this rainy Monday, April 29th. And, of course, by now, if you're a regular listener, you should know we'll be doing it for the next month or so without our man, John Martin. He is bravely entering, guys, day one of paternity leave today. I saw on Twitter last night he was how tough this is going to be for him. He was soliciting advice on which TV series he should dive into, right? Since he's going to have a lot of time on his hands, going to be on that couch. We wish him well in that undertaking. We're going to take care of business for you because, you know, we always do. And we got Brad Carson, as usual, he's got the producer on the ones and twos. He's also the boss, program director extraordinaire, one of the best in the country. We will handle it for you over the next month. I mean, we got plenty to talk about. We could just talk Chicago Bears all day. I'm kidding.
You wore your hoodie today.
Of course I did. I've worn it probably three times in the last 6 days.
I would too.
I'm so pleased with the way that
did
the
y'all draft a punter too, by the way?
We did.
Wow.
In the fourth.
Ooh, that's chewy.
Drafted a punter in the fourth round. Okay. I don't know if you heard it from Jeff this morning. It's made the rounds. We got the best offensive player from USC.
Okay.
Right, Caleb Williams,
of course.
The best offensive player from Washington, Rome Odunze.
Very nice.
And we got the best offensive player from Iowa, the punter. Get it?
I do.
Yeah, I think it was Tannenbaum, I think, was the original the original guy on that line. Pretty good. A little bit of a reach for a punter in the fourth round, but hey, we were the worst in punting last year, apparently, and this guy it was the best in the business.
About like my fantasy draft a little too early.
A little too early. But we'll tell you, if he's going to be the best,
like you
say about a quarterback,
just
go get him.
That's right.
Who cares what pick
reach up and get him.
So we'll see. He's one of these, one of those Australian-born guys in terms of the kicking.
Yeah.
So hopefully he'll be up at the top. We are not going to talk about Bears special teams too much more, I'll tell you that, this week. We've got plenty to do. Stayed up late last night to watch game four of Phoenix, Minnesota. And, you know, while I'm feeling it a little bit in the bags under my eyes, I'm glad I stayed up. Anthony Edwards, who just wants to kill everything in front of him, as he told Scott Van Pelt over the weekend, put on a show.
Yes.
Dispatched Phoenix. They're done. Swept them 122-116 last night. And just so much, whether it's, you know, what Minnesota's doing. I got a little bit of a dilemma, Brad. We'll get into it. But Anthony Edwards has become my favorite player in the league. I'm sorry, John Morant. You've been gone. Anthony Edwards plays both ends. He's become my, and it's not just that, it's the interviews and everything else. That said, it's very uncomfortable watching this Minnesota team grow up, develop, and it's now winning playoff series with this core, right? Because from the Grizzlies' standpoint, it's not a good thing. The fact that they're getting this experience, now they're winning, and they're, you know, I mean,
Kevin Durant is Anthony Edwards' idol.
Right.
And he just dunked all over his head and sending him home. Phoenix has got real problems. Yeah. Sounds like Frank Vogel is the guy who's going to pay the most for it right now. Once Woj says it, and he did over the weekend,
yep.
You know, that was before the game, that Frank Vogel could be in trouble. Yeah, they gave him a 5-year deal.
Yes.
And we'll get into that. I mean, you fired Monty Williams, and now you're going to fire Frank Vogel after just 1 year. I don't know that you got a coaching problem as much as you got a roster problem. Knicks up 3-1 on the 76ers after a huge game 4 from Jalen Brunson. Lakers staved off the sweep on Saturday. They still got a mountainous climb in that series versus Denver, the reigning champs, obviously. Meanwhile, the segment that's sweeping the nation, Faye Brad Carson. If I've got this counted up correctly, and usually John does the counting, you went 4-4 over the weekend with the 8 picks that we did on Friday. You were a little too good.
Yeah.
I think we would say for those that chose to fade, you were a little bit too good. That said, you're still rocking way below 500. I think it's like you're 9 games below 500. So if you are fading, Brad, you are 9 games over 500. We got 3 games tonight. And so we'll do Fade Brad Carson Day. What a weekend it was over at the Memphis Sports and Events Center with the first session of the EYBL. Really could have led off with that. You talk about it, and we've got some numbers for you from Memphis Tourism in terms of the economic impact. You had 35, 36, 17 and under teams from all over the country, including Team Thad, obviously. In that thing, and Hakeem Olajuwon was there, Carmelo Anthony was there, Kenny Smith took some time off from the crew, left Charles and Shaq in there. They had to have Vince as a sub because Kenny Smith was here the EYBL. So we'll talk about the news out of that. Obviously, a couple of guys the Tigers are on, we'll do that. The NFL draft, as Brad mentioned, wrapped up over the weekend. We'll get into some grades. And Penny Hardaway finally made a little bit of news, didn't he? Late last night, it kind of popped up on us because it was the final coaches show and there had been, you know, a stretch there where nothing was happening. So they finally went and got this done, got it recorded, WMC did, and he made a little bit of news last night on the coach. So we'll talk about that. Before we get to all that, I'll set up the show formally here late in hour one. We'll do Fade Brad with the 3 games we got on the NBA slate tonight. You got game 4 of Celtics Heat. Of course, Celtics up 2-1 now. Thought Tatum. You know, he only scored, I think it was 22 points. He was much more aggressive, you know, and we were begging that from him, of him last week. Got OKC looking to sweep the Pelicans, and then game 5 of Lakers and Denver for Fade Brad. We'll do that later on in hour 1. At noon, we'll do the rundown like usual. At 1, we'll do my respect burgers. I've already mentioned one guy. I'm going to give one.
Respect.
And then at 1:25, we've moved some fingers around because I think from a timeliness standpoint, it's perfect to have him in today rather than Wednesday. Norton Hurd IV, the Team Thad program director.
Yes,
of the aforementioned Team Thad. He'll be in here to talk about the event that was the EYBL. They were going against the number one prospect in the country this weekend. Had a double-digit lead after 3 quarters. Now, this is not just the number one prospect, but a team in the Oakland Soldiers that Hurd had told us, number one in the country. I think you go around, most folks have got them in the top 5, but a lot of folks consider them number one team in the country. Team Thad had them. Had him against the ropes.
Wow.
We'll talk about what happened in that game. So lots to get to. Usually when we have this, we like to go cap or no cap. Let's do that.
Cap. It means lion, but built different. Now it's cap.
I'm going to say cap.
For no cap.
I'm going to say that that's no cap.
On 92.9's Jason and John Show.
So you hit the nail on the head. I didn't realize that we were still waiting for this final Penny Hardaway
show. Yeah, it's been some weeks.
Show.
I didn't know there was going to be one more. I thought they were done.
Yeah,
right, and
too.
Penny usually goes into his sort of stealth mode. Let's be real, in the offseason where he doesn't do, you know, many public appearances, many interviews. So, yeah, last night it sort of popped up on us and we got the news. You go right ahead.
It must have been in the contract to have a final show. So
oh, yeah,
we got
it's
the
contractual.
Finale.
It's
a little practice here.
Yeah.
You know, they had some, I'm sure they finished the season. He's been on the road. They had a contract situation. They did the last Penny Hardaway show. So we got some goodies from the Tigers camp over the weekend, kind of breaking late last night into this morning. So let's start with cap or no cap, Jason, with a connection to Arkansas basketball. Arkansas fans are going to force John Calipari's hand into scheduling a series with your Memphis Tigers in the future, as Penny Hardaway said Sunday on his final coaches show. Cap or no cap?
I'm going to go that's cap. Nobody forces Cal's
hand. This is what I was thinking.
Here's the direct quote from Penny Hardaway, and we'll get into it. I think we can finally get Cal to play us over at Arkansas because the Arkansas fans want that game. We couldn't do it at Kentucky, but I think because the Razorbacks want that rivalry back, and it once was, especially in those 90s, a great rivalry,
sure.
they might kind of force his hand. So Penny Hardaway's take is that the Arkansas fans
that they're just going to rise up.
Force Cal's hand, and that's what I'm saying cap to. I'm not saying no cap, that Memphis will never get Arkansas on the schedule, although Jason Munns, in a great piece over at commercialappeal.com, points out that the schedule, the non-conference schedule for this season is pretty much set. There are three more open opportunities that are likely, we think, going to be filled by bye games. Penny had three last year. Makes sense to have three again. Those games that you got, you know, you pay your opponent, Alabama State. Tony Madlock last year was one of those games. Pay your opponent to come in here, and you get a win. Three of those, the three openings left in the non-conference appear to be spots that you'll fill with those rather than Arkansas. So perhaps, and Munn's made a great point there, Penny is talking about not for this coming season, obviously, but in seasons to come. What I'm pushing back on, what I'm saying is cap, is Cal buckling into fans.
Right.
And listen, I'd put it this way. You think Cal's got as much of an ego as Rick Barnes?
Oh, yeah, secretly, yes.
If not more so.
Maybe more so.
If not more. That's my point.
He was throwing out the first pitch at the baseball game this weekend.
If not more so. And we know how Barnes feels about scheduling Memphis. It's Barnes that has made the decision, you know, whether it's his back and forth with Penny years ago or the fact that he put the series back together with Tubby Smith. Memphis fired Tubby Smith after two seasons. That probably left a bad taste in his mouth.
Well,
either way. Yes, exactly. Either way, he feels like, don't need him. And he's right.
Right.
Tennessee doesn't need Memphis on its schedule. That said, I know this is a fact. While they'll tell you on Twitter, after Rick Bond says, no, I'm not thinking about Memphis, then no, we're not going to play. The Tennessee fans fill that place up every time Memphis comes up there. We saw it the last time they did. And Tennessee fans come to Memphis when that game is here. Tennessee fans, Memphis fans love the game. Those fans aren't pushing Rick Barnes to schedule. That's my point, is that Arkansas's fans won't push Cal's hand. They won't force Cal's hands here, to use Penny's phrase. If it's going to happen, it's because Cal's made the decision.
Right.
You know, that it's not like Kentucky. It's not being beat by the school I just left. It's now I'm one school removed. This was a great series, and I can be a part of putting it back together. I hope it happens. Again, whether it's a home and home in the traditional sense of you going there, them coming here, or a three-year, right, where you do the home, like we saw with Tennessee that was originally scheduled.
A two-for-one.
Home and home, and then two-for-one's football. But the home and home, and then you do the neutral
like a
in the
rock,
third year. I am hopeful that it happens.
Yeah.
But when Penny, and listen, when he said this, when he said, he kind of had a smile on his face. I don't know if you saw the coach's show.
I did see the clip.
But he had a smile on his face when he said, I'm hoping that, you know, that those fans force his hand.
Right.
You know, I'm either hoping that he knows something or not. Because, again,
he might,
there is this, you know, Cal with his ego. When you say publicly, fans going to force his hand, he could just go opposite that just because. You know what I'm saying? No,
right.
I'm not going to
do
that. You know, just because you put it out there. I'm hopeful that Penny has made some inroads here, and that while it doesn't look like it'll be for the upcoming season, remember, you got Ole Miss, Mississippi State on there, Missouri, Clemson, Virginia. While it doesn't look like it's coming up for the upcoming season, hopefully it will come in the years to come. You want it. I've always said about these regional rivalries, and right now it's pretty good with Ole Miss because Ole Miss has Chris Beard, and Ole Miss is solid. Mississippi State's coming off a tournament appearance. That's good for you. You want these rivalries, particularly when the other side is good. They don't mean anything to you, right? When that team's not a tournament
when
team,
they
that
suck.
Program.
Yeah.
Exactly. We know Arkansas is going to be that.
Yep, you want your net
over
rating
the next
going
few
up.
Years. Yep. You know, this could be Cal's final job. But the point is that you want that for your net, you want it for your resume and everything else, and that's why. You know, it's not just the nostalgia of the Arkansas-Memphis series. It's what having an Arkansas could do for you. Think about Vandy. Having them on the schedule did nothing
for
you.
No, they were terrible.
Did absolutely. And it's why you brought Missouri on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last year didn't pay off for you, but you're hoping with this one this year of the home and home that's going to pay off for you. Because why? You thought Missouri under Dennis Gates would be good over the next 2 years. Backfired on you. But you want Arkansas. I remember sitting in the Pyramid, man, back in the day during those rivalries.
Wow,
You know, Todd's up in there. You had the Memphis flavor. We talk about it quite a bit on here. Though that was as good as it gets in terms of rival. And if you're looking around right now, who's the Tigers' biggest rival? Not that you bring Arkansas back and all of a sudden it goes to that, but with Tennessee off the board, right? I mean, is it, you know, Ole Miss fans, for whatever, I mean, Ole Miss game, for whatever reason, I mean, again, a lot of it is their people coming up, but that game seems to inspire and bring some stuff. But is that the best we've got? Is it UAB in conference? I mean, my point is you could use, you know, a fueled series. Cincinnati's gone. Those old days are gone. You could use a series like that. So while I think it's cap that the fans will force Cal's hand here, again, to use Penny's phrase, I am hopeful that, you know, in the years to come, you do have a Memphis-Arkansas series once again.
I agree with you. I think it's cap. Fans aren't forcing anybody's
fans
hand.
Fans don't force, Well, I'll tell you who makes that decision. Typically coaches with big egos, coaches, period, right? And sometimes ADs.
Yeah.
But in the case of Tennessee, we've seen it with the AD steps. He lets Barnes have his way with the schedule. And we're going to see that with Arkansas, obviously. John's going to do his own schedule. Those are who are making the decisions in terms of scheduling, not the fans and pressure from fans.
And
I wonder if they still miss Memphis that much. I really do. When Penny says the Arkansas fans force his hand, just being honest here, it's been so long since, frankly, they've recruited Memphis in the way that they used to with Nolan and Mike Anderson. I wonder if they still feel that way. You know, that, we'd love to have Memphis back because that was a great rivalry. We feel that way towards them. I'd wonder if Arkansas fans feel as strongly as Penny is suggesting.
Well, Jason, over the weekend, you had some spicy Memphis fans because Billy Richmond III has committed to go to Arkansas.
Well, there you go. And maybe that's, you know, there it is starting back.
In a good way.
Great point by you. Yes, Billy made it official over the weekend, did what many of us thought he would do and followed Cal to Arkansas. But you're right. There's a Memphis product.
It's enough to spice it up a little bit.
100%.
You know, in a good way.
100%. You know? And yes, you got to have the good ones.
Yeah.
And obviously, you feel like Billy Richmond over the next couple of years is going to be a good one at Arkansas. So you're right. I mean, again, doesn't look like next year, but maybe Billy's still there in year two.
That's right.
And you can get a home and home with Cal. I'm hopeful, but I'm not holding out hope.
I actually think it could happen. And hear me out on this.
Sense.
And I want to go to the second capper now cap on Hardaway.
But take your time.
On this Arkansas issue, because when he went to Kentucky, Cal Perry, it's sort of like you don't play Memphis because, you know, they're the last program I was at. I'm going to a blue
blood. Need them. I'm at the big boy table. And also think about the risk. If you lose
it,
Memphis,
it sucks for you.
I mean, it kills you optically.
You don't need to lose the
for
game.
For all those reasons, he was never going to play you there.
But
hear
me out on this.
That out. Yeah.
Now you're at Arkansas, and you're going to have to play Kentucky, the last school you played anyway, because it's an SEC school.
Twice.
So maybe being displaced once removed from Kentucky, this would be the opportunity where Cal, because it seems like Cal has, and hopefully Memphis fans are starting to lighten up a little bit on this, because I have at least. I once was really sort of bitter as a fan, like you thought you're going to do better at Kentucky, and you left us and you bolted out of here like a bolt lightning. We had the whole incident in the front lawn and stuff, but maybe the once removed now, okay, let's put this together.
I'm hopeful for that, and then if not, I think there's a man, and this just hit me.
Yep.
That could get both of those guys in the room and agree to it. Do you any idea who I'm thinking about?
It's not a Nolan Richardson.
No, he's a Memphian. He's a Memphian.
Oh, it would be former Arkansas star Todd Day.
Todd is a great guess.
Am I missing here?
No, let me tell you real quick why that's a great guess.
Okay.
Because Todd worked with Penny for Team Penny and helped coach that squad. Like, he's tight with both sides there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Ken Bennett.
Oh,
the
yes.
former Memphis chaplain, who's been tight and I want to say best friends. Well, certainly with Cal and clearly with Penny, he's got a good relationship. But Ken Bennett, he is just the guy that if he was the one bringing them together, Ken Bennett can get this series.
Did
back.
He do Streets
that,
Ministry?
Yeah, did Streets Ministry back in the day.
Yeah.
Now doing Soul, I believe, which is sending out urban leaders. And forgive me if I didn't get that correct, but I believe it is. Ken is one of the greatest Memphians to ever come through.
Absolutely.
Here,
he's a difference maker.
No, Ken Bennett's as good as they come, and maybe he could help us get this series back online. If, again, we reach some sort of stalemate.
Mm-hmm. I'd love that. Hardaway, who we heard from last night, still seems really confident that the great David Jones will be coming back to the University of Memphis. Is David Jones coming back, cap or no cap, from Hardaway's comments?
I'm going to say it's no cap that he seems really confident. There's a couple of things here that are very important. Now, we pointed out he hasn't spoken publicly since March 14th. And so this final coaches show, the first time we've heard from him for a while.
Yep.
And as Munns points out, and I think this is an important detail, over commercialappeal.com, this episode that aired last night was recorded on April 12th.
Oh, okay? Hell, two weeks ago.
So we're talking a couple of weeks ago, guys. I think that matters because, well, I just think it should be brought up here because, again, you have added players since then, and in fact, you had one over the weekend, TJ
Bond,
on for, right. You've added players over the weekend in terms of, right, this roster. Yeah. And John and I have even said it, like, this is starting to look like a roster that's built for without David Jones. Yes. But then also within the last couple of weeks, remember the new rule about about graduate transfers have to be in the transfer portal by May 1.
There's a deadline.
That's what, Wednesday now, Brad?
Yep, because tomorrow's the 30th. And
so remember, because of that, we've said that could fast forward, that could change some things with David Jones because, listen, I want David Jones to come back as much as anybody.
Yeah.
But I also can say in the same breath that it would be smart for him, seemingly from a financial standpoint, again, right, if you're going to test the NBA waters, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't make it, why wouldn't you put yourself up, right, on the open market and see how much
that.
You can pull in? Yeah. And so, again, from a financial standpoint, again, just trying to get the best deal, whether that's from the NBA, whether it's from Memphis, or from another school at this point, seems like a smart move. I'm just going to say, seems like a smart business move to get in the transfer portal before May 1. And so, back to the point, if this was recorded on April 12th, before Hardaway's added these last couple of players, and before this rule became official that they had to jump in, how confident is he? Remember, he's a confident on April 12th.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, I mean, remember, he said 60-40, 70-30 before the season ended in terms of chance that David Jones comes back. 60-40, then upped it to 70-30. Here's what he said on the coach's show. Jones is definitely trying to chase his dreams with the NBA. He wasn't on any draft boards. Can he do some special things? Yes. But usually when you're not on draft boards, they want you to come back. So I'm thinking 70-30. He doubled down on the 70-30. That's just my feel. Again, I think, you know, here's the deal. If we don't hear anything from David Jones through May 1, that's a good thing for Memphis.
Memphis.
Because this is what it means. It means either NBA or Memphis, right?
Yep.
My fear, again, as a guy who wants to keep David Jones, is that we're going to get a story here in the day, next couple of days, about David putting his name in the transfer portal. Again, I'm just telling you that from a business sense.
Totally
not that, not saying David Jones didn't enjoy being in Memphis, put up a AP honorable mention season. Seems to really, really covet the relationship he's got with Penny, too. So clearly enjoyed himself. But from a business standpoint, again, dollars and cents, it would not surprise me whatsoever. In fact, I think I'd be a little surprised if he didn't get in the transfer portal by May 1. And so, again, is Penny still seemingly really confident that he's going to be back? I'm going to say that's no cap. He does. But I just wonder, based on timeline, is he as confident now on April 29th as he was on April 12th, as Munz points out, when this show was recorded? And so, there, you know, it's up for debate. Again, maybe we'll get some news here in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
I'd love to not get the news because, again, then it means just NBA or Memphis. And we know, you know, Penny pointed it out. We've been saying it. He's not on any draft boards. I mean, he's not even in, like, top prospects lists that I've seen. Still, you can earn a two-way. We know that there are three per team now, which is more than – isn't that more than when Lester went out?
Yes.
Maybe it got switched to three when the 2 years ago when Lester went – but I think it's been switched since, where every team went from two to three. So more opportunity is my point now. And, yeah, I mean – look, Lester in that second year is making 550-something thousand.
Yeah.
You know, if Memphis has 500,000 to offer, maybe the NBA is the pick. That said, though, I still think, you know, where Penny's coming from, it doesn't feel like the NBA is calling for David Jones. I will say this. You know, Jeff made the point that he thought Lester was more prepared for the NBA game than David Jones is. And I agree with him to an extent on defense. That's where Lester, right? There's a role that he could always fill, and that was 3 and D. Lester could knock down threes. He can play defense and be efficient for you.
Yep.
All of that said, he does lack a bit of athleticism that David Jones has.
Yes.
And David Jones at 6'5", rebounds like a dog.
No, he's a rebounder. Yeah.
And he's a much more polished offensive player. Now, back to the defensive side, Lester can eat him up. That's what I'm saying. That's where Lester checks the boxes, and David Jones does not. That said, I still think, from a score standpoint, he's still attractive, David Jones, because the dude is a bucket and he rebounds, again, like a 6'9", 6'10 guy. And so it doesn't feel like the NBA is saying, come on, David Jones, but I could, as Jeffrey said this morning, it only takes one team. And so I still think this one's up in the air. Maybe the story moves forward a little bit in the next couple of days with whether or not David Jones announces whether he's going to the transfer portal. But I will say that it's no cap that Penny does seem really confident he's going to get him back. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, you just had TJ Bamba on for an official visit, the wing from Villanova that does a lot of what David Jones does. You brought on Colby Rogers. You got P.J. Haggerty, Tyrese Hunter. That's a lot in terms of perimeter players. You going to put David Jones back in there with all that? So that's a whole different conversation. Maybe we'll have to figure it out. You know, maybe at some point in late May, when David Jones withdraws, he hasn't gone on transfer portal, we'll figure out how the pieces fit together. Just seems really crowded. I think we had sort of come to the conclusion with the way Penny was recruiting that, well, either he thinks David's gone or this is a great plan B. Either way, it was last night to hear him say, I'm still 70-30. Remember, this was recorded on April 12th, though, was a bit of an eyebrow raiser to me.
Well, I think that this
with what you've brought in so far.
This recruiting works both ways when it comes to the transfer portal, because if you're Penny Hardaway, you've stockpiled, like you said, Tyrese Hunter, P.J. Haggerty.
Colby Rogers, who we had penciled in at the three right now.
So between Rogers, Haggerty, and Hunter, like you're already pretty good. You're not good. You could probably squeeze one in there.
And you've got those guys added, and you just had TJ Bamba on for an official visit, meaning you want more.
Right.
And TJ is, again, a guy, a wing type who's going to have the ball in his hands.
But this is where I'm going with it. You're also saying, yo, man, David, if you're not going to come here, I'm going to recruit somebody else to come in.
I mean, you can't wait till May. That's the point. And Penny said this all through the show last night, is he wants them here by June. Wants most of them here by June. He said it a year ago, too. It didn't happen. And so he's dead set on getting it done now. You can't not recruit, right, till May 29th or whatever that date is for guys like David Jones to withdraw from the draft. You can't wait until then.
That's right.
And so, again, even if you were confident that you could get David Jones back, and it sure seems like Penny is, you were always having to, if you were smart, you were always needing to have a plan B, particularly, again, if the idea is to get these guys in here by early June. Penny Hardaway has stressed that so far. He's knocked out priorities, right? He's not missing on guys and having to go to second and third options like he did last year with the Bradley kid, the Alabama transfer point guard transfer that he wanted before he moves on to Arizona, leaves you with a domino effect. You're getting Javon Quinterly late. He's hoping to avoid that situation this year. So far, so good. Again, though, if David Jones decides to come back, it's starting to look crowded on that perimeter.
Pretty crowded. Which has been a problem.
Well, that we know what happens is it can lead to chemistry issues and everything else. Yeah. You certainly had chemistry issues last season. You know, 2 years ago, against Florida Atlantic, tempers flare between Dandridge and Kendrick. But I tell you, from a chemistry standpoint, it was pretty good all year long.
It was
long.
Pretty good.
Why was that? Because you had an established pecking order.
That's right.
You had role players. We were hoping for more of that from a roster fit.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what Penny still plans to have with the roster fit, but you're starting to get a lot of guys who need the ball in their hands. So I'm going to be eager to see how this unfolds.
The one thing about David is he's a dog. And Kendrick was a dog.
Your leading rebounder to go with your leading scorer on David Jones.
No disrespect to Javon. He was hit or miss on being a dog. There are games he was an enigma, man. Checking out sometimes.
Yeah,
he'd be great another game and close out a game and win a game against Wichita State for you.
Well, and absolutely kills you when that's the head of your offense.
Right.
Right. That's the guy that's doing all of it. You cannot be absent in those big games. And for a couple of them, too many of them, it was either hit or miss. Like you said, it wasn't consistent enough, unfortunately. And that's kind of what Nate Oates was telling us.
He kind of told us.
Yeah, in the offseason, talking about his current point guard, saying that, you know, to have a self-starter is kind of nice.
Yeah.
We did see that sort of play out that way from Javon Quinlan.
Let's jump over to the NBA, where the Timberwolves, as you pointed out, did close out last night against the Suns. Now the Suns may blow out their coach. Let's talk about the injuries, though, specifically in the NBA playoffs. Injuries have ruined the NBA playoffs. Jason, is that cap or no cap?
I'm going to do this with a caveat. It is no cap that they've ruined the Eastern Conference portion of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Injuries. Nowhere is it more obvious, that too. Nowhere is it more obvious, though, than in Bucks-Pacers.
Yeah. That's
fine. Like that's fine. Yesterday, you don't have Giannis, you don't have Dame. Pacers win easily, 126-113 to go up 3-1 on the Bucks. And, you know, you heard Doc Rivers talking about it. Even Connaughton got hurt in that game. Middleton's already dealing with the ankle. Even though he was good, Middleton was dealing with the ankle. And so he called them the walking wounded, and they have been. So that series, again, that Bucks team was supposed to be advancing. You know, you figured, okay, they can get through without Giannis. Dame goes down, this thing's absolutely over. So again, that one has affected that series. Injuries have affected that series immensely. There's also what you mentioned, the 76ers series. Embiid is literally walking wounded with a knee injury. He's got Bill's palsy. No Jimmy Butler in Miami.
Yep.
That's affected that series, right? Because while Heat culture did step up in game two, really shocked us because many of us were saying it was dead. They don't. You saw it in game three. They don't have enough, and so it's clearly affected that series too. There's not going to be any runs for the Heat like there were last season. So again, on the Eastern side especially, I realize Zion huge on the West side for the Pelicans, and they're down what 0-3. I mean, chance to close them out tonight. But I thought OKC was going to win that series anyway. So for the most part, injuries haven't affected the West like they have the East. But it's changed three of four. I mean, it's a huge influence on three of four series in the East. And it's been unfortunate. Again, would have loved to have seen. I mean, the Eastern Conference playoffs, for the most part, save for 76ers, Knicks, been pretty boring as far as I'm concerned. And most of that is just because, you know, Embiid's trying to battle through. I do think the Knicks clearly are the better team at this point in the series. But, yeah, man, injuries, you know, it's been unfortunate this year. Seems like you've been ravaged on that Eastern Conference side, and it's affected some things. That said, you know who can't be hurt? You know who's superhuman, it feels like? I mean, he was turning his ankle last night, still playing through it and dunking on him.
Yep.
Anthony Edwards just plays through injury.
He's hurt. And he's playing hurt, and he's still amazing.
The man turned his ankle like twice last night. He still goes and finishes the game, doesn't come out. Obviously, that's one he can help and fight through. But you've got, it's been unfortunate this year, especially on the Eastern Conference side. Too many injuries sort of ruin things. Look, Boston should come out of this thing. They should absolutely, and they looked like a team that was ready to do that in game three down at Miami. We'll see what
Boston should win this thing. Boston should win this thing.
The East is a cakewalk.
It's a cakewalk.
It's a cakewalk for them. If they don't, if they're not in the finals, it's an absolute failure.
And they will blow out their coach and they will restart that thing.
It's an absolute failure if they're not in the finals. The easiest Eastern Conference path I've ever seen.
Jason, it's a special day for you after a special weekend of the NFL draft, and the Bears, in my opinion, won the 2024 NFL draft.
Thank you very much.
You should feel very good. You should be wearing that Chicago Bears hoodie with pride, my friend.
I appreciate that.
They've overcome me taking a bad video at your house, and they got a punter who is the best.
We've had some down years since.
But it's been good. And they think they've won the NFL draft. They probably did. And to that point, the NFC North will be the best division in the NFC next year and perhaps rival the AFC as the best division in football, do you think, cap or no cap?
I'm not just saying this because I'm a Bear. Okay. Remember last year that the Lions, right, and the Packers were both playoff teams. Packers, one of the youngest teams in the league. They got a guy in Jordan Love. I hate it, but he looks like he's perfect to follow, you know, Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre so far. Detroit had a great draft. Went and addressed some needs. Got some cornerbacks. Right, they're going to be right back. Well, I tell you, there's still a Jared Goff away from things. That's most of the NFL.
Yeah.
As my partner threw back in my face, you know, last week. It's true. Most of the NFL, if your starter goes down, your chances are done.
Yep.
And so I can say that about Goff, but really you've got to apply that across the league. Detroit is, you can see. I mean, they've got the best offensive line in football. You know, Dan Campbell has built that thing foundationally from the lines first, clearly. And it's and you saw they re-signed their skill players, Amon Ra, over the weekend.
St. Brown, they're loaded up.
They are loaded up, and I don't think they're
defense
going anywhere
solid.
Is my point.
Yep.
Green Bay is on the rise. Looks like they got the right guy. You were talking about last week they've added Josh Jacobs,
yep.
a pretty solid former running back for the
That's
Raiders.
Right. Forgotten that.
So they should be pretty solid
again. They should be at the bottom of the league, though. Do we agree on that?
Bottom of the
Packers,
league?
Packers? At that division, I should say.
Oh, no, not yet. Not yet.
No. Packers still not at the bottom of that division, even with the Bears.
Bears and Minnesota got to prove it.
Yeah.
But here we are. Now, right
they're
now,
in there
three,
now.
You've got Bears.
Yeah.
What they did, that offense is in terms of weapons and on paper,
I got it.
It looks as good as any in the NFL. Right. Take the quarterback out. He's unproven. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that I know for a fact Caleb Williams is going to come in here and be great. But the offensive weapons, Adunzi, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift, you know, Cole Kmet, who's caught, 11, 12 touchdowns the last 2 years at tight end. There's a lot there on paper. And again, I would tell you it's the best situation for a number one drafted quarterback we've ever seen.
They got another tackle, too, in the draft.
We did, from Yale, by the way. Smart dude.
Yeah.
He's also from up that way, too.
Kieran,
I think grew up a Bears fan.
I'm a Gazdi.
Yeah. He's going to push Braxton Jones, it sounds like, for the left tackle spot.
He's 6'5", 325.
And super smart. And I was listening to Jeff. This is part of his story I didn't know this morning. Turned down NIL offers from other schools to stay at Yale because he's such a smart dude. Wanted to stay at a very prestigious Ivy League school. My point, got a smart guy.
They got
a guy
pieces.
Who grew up a Bears fan.
Yep.
Yeah, and that offensive line was ranked 10th in the NFL
yep.
going into the draft by Mike Clay. And so Bears, end it there. You're a strong third and maybe on the rise. And then you get to Minnesota. Now I'll make the point. I don't think J.J. McCarthy is going to be a good NFL quarterback. That said, if he's going to be, Minnesota's got him set up. The Bears ruined Justin Fields by having no offensive line and no weapons for him when he first got there. That's why you saw him getting sacked and running all over the field for the first 2 years. Poor, poor plan. The Minnesota Vikings are set up with Addison on one side and Justin Jefferson on the other, Hockenson in the middle. He's got a ton of weapons. And so if he's going to succeed, right, and Sam Darnold's up there and maybe he plays a couple of games, but the fans, they're going to want to see J.J. McCarthy for what you've invested from him from a draft standpoint. If he gets out there and does take, I mean, and what you can't dispute is that the kid is a winner. If he gets out there and takes advantage of these weapons in the way that, you know, they are hoping up in Minnesota, that's not just, my point is, that's not a bottom of the basement team. That's a Minnesota team who could make some noise. Okay, I'm not saying playoffs, because again, I got my doubts on JJ, but I'm saying one that's not at the bottom. And most of these divisions in the NFL, you know, your third or fourth team is probably not a playoff team. They're at the bottom of the league, and that's what weakens the division. So in the NFC, if you look at last year, you had what in the East, you had the Cowboys and the Eagles, obviously, as the two and the five seed. You know, are Washington and the Giants ready to come up this year? I suppose the Giants, maybe with Daniel Jones back, could get back to being a playoff team again. But right now, I can only say that for sure, that feels like two playoff teams in that division, right?
Yep.
And so what else is there? I mean, I know 49ers last year were the one seed, and you had the Rams as the six. Well, the Rams lost Aaron Donald to retirement over the offseason. And while I love Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp in that offense, and I love me some Stafford, are they going to be able to stop people, you know, the Rams in the upcoming years? My point is that, I'm telling you, there's three potential playoff teams coming out of the NFC North. So there's a good chance, back to the cap or no cap, that yes, the NFC North ends up being the best division in the NFC. We know what the best division in football is. It's the AFC North. Okay, with them, three teams last year in the playoffs. Ravens were the one seed. Browns, Steelers.
Yeah.
If you had Deshaun Watson for a whole season, who knows, right, what Cleveland could do. We know on paper, you know, well, you had the Browns, you had the Steelers and Cincinnati. Excuse me, I'm thinking Deshaun, but I'm thinking Joe Burrow, but saying Deshaun. Joe Burrow was out last year. Cincinnati, typically a team that can make a run with him. It's the best division in football because it's got, in any year, possibly four playoff teams in it, okay?
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? That the NFC North is not there, but it could be approaching that. If J.J. McCarthy ended up being good. My point is the NFC's North's on the rise.
I think it's a good prediction.
I think it's going to be the best division in football in the NFC, and then it is approaching. It's trying to approach.
It's right
there. We still got to see what Caleb's going to be.
We got to see
what J.J. McCarthy's going to be.
Yep.
But it's trying to approach what is clearly the best division in football and still holds that title, the AFC North. But, yes, it's no cap. It's no cap. This ain't just a fan in me. This is what I'm seeing in the draft.
Yes.
It's what I'm seeing from this young Green Bay team. It's no cap to me that the NFC North will be the best division in the NFC next year.
Do you think... Okay, so the Bears won seven games last year. Minnesota won seven games. I could see Minnesota falling off of seven games.
Look, I'm hopeful they're going to be in the basement.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful that J.J. McCarthy is going to be terrible
just from
a Bear fan standpoint. And But what you cannot deny is they've got weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Real weapons for both. So again, if he's going to be anything, you would think it can get done in that offense, right? In that offense, and then Brian Flores, I believe their defensive coordinator, had them playing pretty solid. Again, Minnesota, you know, maybe they haven't lost so much with Kirk Cousins. We'll see. It's all going to depend on J.J. McCarthy, but no, I think there's a good chance you've got three playoff teams from the NFC North next year, which will make it the best division in football.
Do you think they'll win 10 games, Bears?
1-7 last year with Justin Fields.
Yeah,
top 10 defense.
And
he
got more weapons now.
I'm going to go yes.
I think so.
I'm going to go yes. They win 10.
I agree with you.
10 games.
Yep.
10 games.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's going to do it for cap or no cap. And by the way, my predictions in the NFL, you got to be careful here because, you know, you're fading me most of the time, Jason.
Yes, and we will do that next. We're going to go to fade Brad Carson. He had too good of a weekend. For us around here,
a very average weekend.
But went 4-4 through his eight picks over the weekend. We'll see if he can go 0-3 here, right? That's what the listeners want.
Yeah.
I get, this got to be tough for you.
I feel pretty confident winning these.
You want to pick winners.
I do want to pick winners. For pride.
From a pride standpoint, you want to have more winners.
This does get easier, though, as you get further into the playoffs. You got the Nuggets sitting there, all these favorites now. They're at home, so it should be a little easier for me.
Our listeners are going to hope that you pick more losers. We'll do that next. But first, let me get you a word from FanDuel. The playoffs have started, obviously. It's not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel because right now new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to use on same-game parlays, live bets, championship futures, and everything else you can imagine. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than on America's number one sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com. They make it easy. /JSmith. FanDuel.com/JSmith. Get you started. Again, that's FanDuel.com/JSmith. New customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet on this one. It's only on FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA and of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
I mean, I listen to 92.9 every day. I'm like a huge Jason and John fan. Love the Grizzlies, Tigers.
Always free. Always on your radio.
That's my favorite station, bro.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
I listen all day to 92.9 on the radio.
Hi, this is James Gaddis at James Gaddis Jewelers. Mother's Day is the perfect time to say thank you to your first friend, your best friend, and your forever friend. Say it with a beautiful piece of jewelry from James Gaddis Jewelers. Choose from our extensive collection of diamonds, precious jewels, and designer pieces, personally selected by me. We want to be your family's jeweler for any and every occasion. So stop by and let us know how we can be of help to you. Centrally located at 4900 Poplar, James Gaddis Jewelers.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
50 acquisition, P30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE756-120, MSRP 22320, EV6, P560-33, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5, 1,041, MSRP 37,935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer.com.
Hey, Jeff Allen, what's happening over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah Wonderland?
Randy, we are making magic on Mount Moriah. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and a 2024 Telluride LX front wheel drive, $369. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9, and always get peace of mind with a 10 year 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
So get over there, Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Baseball is America's national pastime, and BetMGM's favorite pastime is making the sport even more amazing for fans. Whether you want to bet on a no-run first inning, try a signature bet, or take home a run prop, BetMGM has a loaded lineup for all nine innings all season long. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and the official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only, Tennessee only. Existing customer offer subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
I have so many people tell me they hear my ads on this station and that they want to know if I'm really as bad a golfer as everyone says. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. And yes, I hate to say I am. I wish I were in my 90s because I could then tell people I shoot my age. But being a bad golfer is not terrible because I devote so much of my time to selling homes to keep my clients happy. Over the many years in the real estate business, I developed a highly successful strategic marketing program, not merely a listing program. Using preparation, presentation, and proper pricing, it works. If you're thinking of selling, talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn at Shell Dunn Rosengarten, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now. Shell Dunn, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
Spring is the best season in Memphis. We can agree on that, right? All the colors, all the trips and the celebrations in the entire city springing to life again. Well, the same thing is true at Oak Hall. The place is bursting with color these days. Oak Hall has brand new collection from Cricut that you really have to see. They've got brand new knit shirts and spring outerwear from Holderness and Born, and of course, all the stunning clothes you expect from Vuori, Faherty, and Peter Millar. So whatever you're looking forward to, whether it's a spring trip or backyard barbecue, or a wedding, make the best season in Memphis even better by visiting your friends at Oak Hall.
Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With a super low down payment, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com.
Down payments vary, does not mean savings. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This afternoon, cloudy, chance of rain, high 74.
Weather brought to you by Robert Half.
9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Can't see me no more. I be a pop, I want some more. Fast car, I want it all this long.
There are two things that moms want for Mother's Day, which is coming up, man, May 12th. If you ain't taking care of mom, you ain't taking care of business. Robert Irwin Jewelers always taking care of business and of mom. You're covered because now through Mother's Day, you get a free Mother's Day flower bouquet with your purchase of $99 or more. That's while supplies last. So you may as well knock it out now. Head over to Robert Irwin Jewelers and choose a gift of jewelry that mom's going to treasure forever. How about to the moon and back? It's a Mother's Day diamond necklace, features a mother and child holding hands in the middle of a crescent moon. It's adorned in sparkling diamonds and features a sterling silver chain with the phrase "To the Moon and Back." It's engraved on it. That's just $99. It's a perfect gift for her. Not dropping off a ton of cash. She's going to be so happy with you because you thought about her and you got her something nice from RIJ. They even have the perfect gift for your pet's mom, a diamond paw necklace. No, Sam would love one of those. We're not pet owners.
Amen.
But Sam Martin would love one of those.
Yes.
With their pets. That's only $119. Howie's got the gifts for whatever your budget is. You can spend way more if you like.
Oh, Stacy might like that.
And you'll get the best deal, of course, at RIJ.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, take care of Stacy. You have to. It's up to us husbands to take care of mom, too.
It's hard.
Until our kids get it, reach an age where they're ready to take over.
Yes.
I guess Jake's there.
He's there.
Chris is not.
Yeah.
Howie is always of that age. Again, he's always thinking about mom. You can do free financing, 12 months, 0% interest, or take up to 60 months to pay. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Mother's Day sale. Mother's Day sale going on at Robert Irwin Jewelers now through Mother's Day in May 12th or online at rijewelers.com. Okay, real quick before we get to the segment that's sweeping the nation, Fade Brad Carson. Fade Cowboy Carson, maybe we should change it to.
I saw some
Twitter folks saying we need to change it to Cowboy on that. Maybe we might do that. Some news from Woj.
Oh.
That sort of relates to Memphis, or at one point did, because he had a visit planned. Now Memphis pushed it back, and now we see that it doesn't matter. Major commitment on potential 2026 NBA draft lottery pick, Jaden Quaintance, the 16-year-old. Remember, he was going to have to spend 2 years in college, will sign with the Arizona State Sun Devils, he tells ESPN. Woj's got a story coming up. Again, it's Woj breaking this news about a guy who's going to be college for
this
the next
is where
2 years.
We're at now.
It's where we're at.
Gosh.
Jaden Quaintance is on the track to the NBA. There's no question about it. He's an absolute man-child at 16 years old. Five-star prospect who, oh, by the way, used to play for Norton Hurd, who will have on about 120, 125 for Team Thad. McDonald's All-American, absolute stud. Kind of reminds me, just in terms of physically, of Jalen Duren. Remember, you know, Jalen Duren was a man-child when he got to Memphis as a high schooler. Jaden Quaintance is that. Now, they don't have the same game, but listen, I think this is actually good news for Memphis because John and I had talked about it last week. Brad, I think you were on the same page with us. You know, what he was demanding in terms of NIL, the numbers that were out there. And listen, Hurd told us last week that the $2 million was out there was a little high. But clearly, you know, whether it was $1 million, there was a ton of money out there for Jaden Quaintance. You've already you've had some history with, you know, trying to push freshman players into your lineup. Here in the last couple of years, we saw it with Imani Bates. Not just freshman players with huge expectations.
Right.
And was one of the reasons why you fast-tracked Imani into a point guard position he wasn't ready for, but on a team that was older, you know, that was going to have to depend and wait on him. Didn't work out well. And you could see sort of a similar scenario with this team that will, while it'll be new, have a bunch of veteran guys. And if you're forcing Jaden Quaintance in there because you feel like you have to, right, to keep him on the NBA fast track, a guy who's going to be, you know, 17 by the time he gets here, you know, those chemistry issues, oh, man, he's making $1 million. I'm just making $300,000, and I'm doing more than that. You could see that sort of problem. And so, again, you know, whether it was and I've kind of seen it from both sides, so I'm going to say I'm not sure for sure which side canceled the visit. If it was Memphis, which has been reported, but I think I've seen it reported, too, on the other side, that Quaintance canceled the Memphis visit. Either way, I think it was smart that you didn't go this route for Memphis because, again, there's so many potential distractions and pitfalls. Yeah, it could have worked out. Jalen Duren worked out for Memphis, but remember, John told us last week, this was a 1 year. It's a year-to-year deal they were looking for, the Quaintance family, to where you're gonna you know revisit this next year after
year. I guess that's how you do it,
which is smart by them from a business standpoint.
Yeah.
But how is that good for Memphis?
It's not.
What if he shines and then he's jumping in the transfer portal a year after that because he's telling you now I want $2 million? And you know again you while Memphis we know thanks to the deal at FedEx now a lot of that money's gonna go to football, but you get a nice little bump with that.
Yep.
From NIL. Memphis has got NIL money. I believe Memphis could have paid for Jaden Quaintance if it had wanted to. My hope is that they've decided, you know what, like we said, it's not worth it. I think that's the key phrase here. There's so many potential distractions, everything else. We know Penny loves his five stars, loves to get him out there. Again, on a team like this that you've got with so many veteran guys, it just didn't seem to fit. My point, hey, you know you can possibly, you know, if you can get him eligible, get a guy like a Musa Cisse who you know helps you defensively. Just seems like a safer route to go that way. And so that's the up-to-date news on Jaden Quayton's headed to Arizona State, who I'm sure paid a fortune.
Two questions on Quayton's here. Number one, John said this last week. His NIL deal is being handled by
Mike Miller.
Miller.
I don't think until John said it that was public, and it certainly wasn't public knowledge.
Yes.
It wasn't around anywhere. I don't think anybody had reported that when John just kind of slipped it out the other day. He's like, whoa, can we stop on that
news.
For a minute?
That was news.
I mean, so back to the point, and I told some other people this. If John is telling you, right, on this one,
yes.
Right, that this NIL thing with Queens is kind of crazy. Look, this
might be one from you skip. A source.
Know that as tied as he is
right.
to Mike,
yeah.
who is representing Queens in the NIL deals, that's probably, you know, that we've been well
yes.
informed on that, and that maybe it's not a route you want to go. You know, it turned into a bidding war for Jaden Queens. Kentucky and Arkansas said no.
Yeah.
Kentucky's one thing, you know, but Arkansas, that had the coach that he committed to, with $5 to $7 million in NIL that he's been handed by Tyson and others, they said no. So if Cal, who had him, is saying no, why would you think it's a good idea? So whether it's Memphis's idea or Quayton's idea, no, I got more from Arizona State, so I ain't coming. I don't care. It's worked out, I think, for the best for Memphis.
It's interesting that Arizona State is where he's going to go. I know we want to get to Fade Brad, but I'm interested in this Quayton story because he's going to Arizona State.
That's Hurley, isn't it?
Bobby Hurley does not strike me as the king of one-year NIL deal guys, if you're following
well,
me. He just doesn't. Man, they've been desperate to get back, so that's probably playing into it.
You just took the key word out of my mouth. I think it's a little bit of desperation.
It's desperation.
On Hurley's part.
I mean, you're
watching your brother go over there. He's winning championships. He's the highest thing in college basketball. You know, he's doing it with lottery picks. And so, from Hurley's standpoint, who ain't been making much noise out there of late, it seems like a desperation move, the way back that they see, okay, this is our way back in. We can get one of the most, you know, maybe what they think is going to be one of the most dominant young players in college basketball.
Wow.
Again, we've seen, too, though, that freshmen in college basketball now, and what's clearly an older game, you know, there aren't as many of them even contributing, but far fewer doing it in an efficient way. Again, it is so much tougher these days for that freshman who's come from high school. You know, it's so much tougher for them to be impact on this level. Sure, you still got the Brandon Millers out there, those few guys, those one and dones, but. Mm-hmm. For the most part, most of themselves find themselves sitting in a development situation.
Yeah.
So news on Jaden Quayton's, Tiger fans can put that to bed. I know many were still holding out hope that Memphis would, you know, be able to reel him in. I was not one of those. I was hopeful that Memphis would move on and go a safer and, I think, more successful, you know, smarter route here. Again, just my opinion there, but look, let's see if Jaden Quayton's makes a huge difference for Arizona State over the next couple of years. All right. The segment that's been sweeping the nation, we got to get these picks in before we get to rundown. We hope that Brad has not prepared whatsoever.
Not really.
Okay, so let's do the segment that is Fade Brad Carson.
Your love is fade.
Now it's Jason and John's producer Brad sucks at sports gambling segment.
Brad, you suck at this.
My man Carson is the worst gambler I've ever heard, bro.
It's time to Fade Brad. Fade Brad on 92.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.